You're on Energy Groove Radio. We are live around the world from energy-groove.com on TuneIn and iTunes and through your Emirates flight. My name's Brad. I have the pleasure of being joined in the studio by Dyson Stringer Chloe, up all the way from Melbourne. How are you, ladies?
Very well, Brad.
Now we've got Jen Chloe, Liz Stringer, and Mia Dyson. Now, you guys are touring at the moment on the back of your debut self-titled album, Dyson Stringer Chloe. Tell us about the album and I guess how you got to this point from the EP that you started with.
Sure. Well, we recorded an EP in 2013 and then went on a 40-day tour around Australia, which was epic and fun.
That sounds exhausting.
It was pretty tiring at times. That is true. There were a few moments where we walked out on stage and were, I don't know, slightly zombified. But we enjoyed it so much that we thought we'd love to eventually make a full-length album. But then all of our respective careers got very busy and, you know, Mia's in LA, Liz has been in Toronto for a few years now, and I was touring a lot with my last record around Australia and the UK, Europe and the US, which was a lot of fun. And it wasn't really until last year that we kind of came back together again. We'd been doing a bit of intermittent writing whenever we got the chance to be in the same city at the same time. So we had a few songs, but we kind of committed, I guess, kind of around the middle of last year to working toward getting an album worth of songs together. And we did. So, yeah, we've kind of, you know, spent, I guess, about a week in Chicago making a record in April at the amazing Loft, Wilco's studio.
Wow.
And now we're out on the road getting to do the fun bit, which is play the record live to friends and fans.
Congratulations on the album. It's an absolute cracker.
Thanks.
You've released a couple of singles. In particular, the video I really enjoy for Believer. So congratulations on that. Do you want to talk us through that? A few AFL fans would be pretty happy about that.
Yeah, we'll pass that one over to Liz.
Yes, hello. So Believer, I can't remember, was it you or Anno that came up with that concept?
We came up with the concept over breakfast in Chicago.
Right.
When we were like, this song's a cracker. Then I was like, oh, can you imagine people, like women playing football to this clip?
You're totally right. And so, yeah, we had that discussion. The song itself is not really anything about football or, you know, aspiring to greatness or anything, but
I figured that.
Yeah, I am a massive AFL fan and was very excited when the AFLW came in a couple of years ago. And Jen's suggestion was to, you know, to kind of pair the two, and it was such an amazing marriage in the end, you know, to the point where Jen's neighbour, Lulu Beattie, 15-year-old neighbour, plays for a local football club and is an aspiring AFLW player, amazing kid. So Jen was like, I've got the perfect person subject for the film clip. And so the film clip is just kind of following her training and, you know, the dedication that it requires to play elite sport. And then at the end, her and her football team have this amazing kind of few scenes together. And now I can't imagine those two things not belonging together, the clip and the, so, you know, it turned out brilliantly.
It's amazing. Congratulations on it. Now, you guys are playing at the Lansdowne tonight. Tell us, for people who may not have seen Dyson Stringer Chloe live, what can they expect?
We really love to mix it up. So I think there's a rock heart in each of us, but we're also such a big fan of harmonies, and this record is all about the vocals. So there's just the full spectrum from just bare, literally bare harmonies. There's one song that we sing just a cappella, to Jen pulling out her Gibson and getting the nastiest tone that you can get and just smashing it all over everyone's faces, which we love. And Liz and I have speaking for myself, the supreme thrill of getting to play bass in this band too, because we decided not to hire a bass player and just to share the duties ourselves, since we've already got at least two guitars if one of us is playing bass. So it's just a blast. I just feel extremely powerful on the bass guitar. Plus we don't mind putting on a suit for our show too. We do tend to look
a
little...
Do you coordinate outfits?
We do.
Oh, my gosh.
We do. It's very exciting.
I love it. Well, you guys are heading to Nui as well. I guess just before I let you go, I do want to ask you, you guys are a super group, as they would say,
yes.
Because you're all very established musicians in your own right. Now, who was the first to come up with this concept? Because there is another supergroup around at the moment of three amazing Australian singer-songwriters.
Seeker, Lover, Keeper.
Yes.
Yes.
Is there a bit of rivalry at all there? Or
deep rivalry. Yeah. we took the opportunity, seeing as we're in Sydney, to go to their houses and set booby traps.
Yeah.
I actually popped something in Sarah Blasco's letterbox last night. She probably hasn't discovered it yet, but when she comes out to check her mail, there's going to be a little something in there. You know, it's a deep rivalry. Yeah. They might come to the show tonight. And we might have gone to see them play their show in Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still...
So we might
arms
expect...
Length, arms length, admiration.
Might expect a bit of a band off.
Absolutely. That's what we're working toward, is a literal battle of the bands at some point.
Battle of the harmonies.
Battle of the harmonies. Yes. We'll have a harmony off.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine? All right. Jen Chloe, Liz Stringer and Mia Dyson, thank you so much for joining us on Energy Groove. Congratulations on the album, and see you at the Lansdowne.
Thanks,
Brad.